The first wave, well, that was about voting. The second wave, that was about the pill. Double wah. The third wave, it was about securing more rights than men. And because we let it all happen, what does the fourth wave look like? Find out and arm yourself against the war for your soul and this country. You need these books here. Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism, Volumes 1 and 2. They're on sale now. Click on the link below in the description, because if you save masculinity, you're gonna wind up saving the world. What's going on, you bunch of simping crybabies? Terrence Pop here, Redonkulous.com.
And returning from my hibernation in your ex-wife's highly populated love cave, I'm Toxic Male.
Bad Pop showed up, allegedly. And if you don't have this shirt yet, what's the deal? I hate to overparent you, but you need to go to the Stream Elements merch store and get yourself some swag. While you're down there meat gazing in the description, you'll find the link.
Meat gazer!
And today's article comes to us courtesy of Ratman. Hope you're enjoying your retirement, sir.
Are childish men on the rise in our society?
Here we go again. Space Ghost is on and we just started. We talked about the same shit years ago. Again, links in the meat gazer box. Ladies, you need to change your game. I've been watching this channel for years and it's nothing but reruns now. Even when it's 1000% your fault, somehow it always lands on me. Shut up. You know the deal, dudes. Pour yourself a menagerie and check out the new mug. Because today's article is the equivalent of a colonoscopy. Not that I know anything about that or anything. No anesthesia for you. You're gonna stay awake for the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Before we get started, if you have not signed up to be a supporter of the show, links in the Meat Gazer box. When you support the show, you keep us independent so we can tell you the truth and give you a quality product. With that being said, we're going to turn it over to Miss L. Silver. Wang.
I cooked his meals, I washed his dishes, I picked his clothes up off the floor, I laundered his dirty clothing, folded it, and put it back in his drawers. I ironed what needed to be ironed and hung those garments in the closet. I'm not talking about doing this for my child, I did this for my husband.
There are two things here, and they're going right up your fourth point of contact, and I call that a 71.
I think I can smell shite.
But, no pun intended. Well, it is, but maybe you're into that. Number one, it's called being a wife. And if you say,
hey, I didn't sign up for that.
Bullshit! And the second one is this. Does he pay all the bills? If the answer to that question is yes, triple corndog wah. Wah wah.
I didn't realize it was possible for a woman to be unusually irritable.
As we go through this article, she is going to prove what we've been telling you for years. Nothing, and I say it one more time, nothing is good enough for the modern Western wham-man.
I assumed all the care of our two children. I fed them, bathed them, drove them to school and back, helped with their homework, put them to bed at night, and read them their bedtime stories. My husband didn't help with any of this.
And again, that's called being a mother. And if you claim you didn't sign up for that, bullshit! And I can say this with a fair degree of certainty, she is lying. This is a person who keeps score. And those people can't be trusted.
Damn it, he's right. Well said.
They will always remember all of the things they did for you. But they never remember anything that you do for them. Even if you're paying for everything. Here's the thought, ladies. It's called gratitude. You might want to look it up.
Maybe you think he had a demanding job. He was busy at the office all day, working late into the evening. He was gone on weekends. That's why I was in charge of everything concerning our children. This wasn't the case.
That sounds really bad. Wait for it.
Though my husband was an aspiring real estate investor when I met him, the 2008 real estate crisis destroyed him. After that happened, he didn't work. He didn't have to. He had family money to live on.
And that's why you married him in the first place. Don't deny it.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
You have a dude who made good money and came from money. Do you have any idea how rare that is? You never had to worry where your next meal was coming from. Ever. But that's not good enough. Wow! You want to talk about an entitlement complex? Woo! You nailed it. You nailed it like a frat bro on a holiday weekend. Winning! Not that you know anything about that, huh? You're not that kind of girl, right? I'm sure you never did the walk of shame with your thighs stuck together like the pages of a Victoria's Secret catalog. And I'm quite sure after your divorce, you're gonna go right back to that lifestyle.
Therein lied the problem. He never really had to grow up.
Are you serious? I have to ask you, Miss Silver. Are you gonna take responsibility here for anything? Do you expect us to believe that you're not some kind of spoiled, rotten brat? Sure, you seem to take responsibility in your bio.
I'm a divorced relationships expert. Everything I learned about love, I've learned the hard way. You can learn from my mistakes.
That's funny because we're not really talking about your mistakes at all. But that doesn't mean we can't go dumpster diving now, can we? Like all attention-sinking meat missiles, you have a twatter. And on her twatter, you'll find a link to this article.
My husband and I tried to have an open marriage. It epically failed.
Shocker! That by itself doesn't really mean anything because, you know, it takes two to tango, right? But that same website she published that article on has this.
The weird reason why women initiate open marriages way more than men.
It might have something to do with the return on your investment, if you know what I mean. Because we all know the only thing standing between a woman and getting spit roasted is one word called yes. If fornicating was a map for women, it would be a straight line from A to B. Fornicating for a man is like a treasure map that is really a scavenger hunt. Not only are there thousands of twists and turns, but you have to solve riddles. And the people who wrote those riddles don't even know the answer.
Why?
And if you step out of line, go to jail. Directly to jail. Do not pass go, and no $200 for you. So I have to ask, Miss Silver, with all of that in mind, who's actually being childish here? You had a dude that made damn good money, and unfortunately, he lost his job. But you lucked out and he came from money. All he wanted in return was to have a wife and a mother for his kids. He provided for you, and obviously you were into it because he gave you two kids. So that only really leaves us with two options here. Number one, you're a money-grubbing slur, and your whole goal was to do nothing but wifestitute his ass. And you dropped two vaginal turds, which guaranteed you a paycheck for 18 to 21 years. Or option number two, you're the typical Western whammon who thought your 20s were gonna be your entire life. And marrying a rich dude, well, that's sunshine, roses, and champagne. That requires you to do nothing more than lay on your back twice a year, right? But it's a marriage. Therefore, there's work to be done, and you don't like that.
How dare you?
And now, you're an experienced career woman in her late 30s. With two vaginal turds and a divorce under her belt. Winning. So obviously, you're more valuable now than ever, right? The answer to that question is no.
Nah.
And that is why you decided to become a divorced relationship expert. You bet your entire fortune on that simple map that went from A to B. You didn't even contemplate C. You should have checked the fine print because your next stop, boxed wine in Catland.
He didn't have to assume the typical duties that most adults do because he had a trust fund.
We've said it before and we'll say it again. That's why you married him. You divorced him because you couldn't change him, right? Oh, that's so sad.
Though I thought I married a spontaneous, exciting man with a mysterious source of income, in reality, I married a man-child.
You see that? See what she did right there?
It's called gaslighting, gentlemen, and don't you dare fall for it.
She is rewriting history to make herself look good. In all actuality, she's the predator.
But I'm not the only woman who's having to deal with childish men in this day and age. There are more Peter Pans in our society than ever.
Of course! It's not enough just to blame your ex-husband. We gotta blame all men. And when you're this desperate and gagging for attention, well, that's gonna work out just great for you.
Tell that to all the hookers who won't kiss me on the mouth.
A man-child describes an adult male with the emotional age of a teenager. He refuses to grow up. Maybe he's unable to. He may never have been encouraged to.
Gentlemen, are you familiar with the term psychological projection? You see it all the time from the modern leftoids. You know, the ones that say racism is bad, and out of the other side of their face,
white people are trash.
And they say this with complete seriousness, with no irony attached.
So we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is...
the media? Yeah, we know.
White men.
Oh, right. Pardon me.
Miss Silver, you're not fooling anyone with this childish dribble. You want to talk about people who refuse to grow up? Well, I'm game. Who was the primary audience for that show, Sex and the City? Who initiates 80% of all divorces because of I'm not happy, wah? Who claims that they want a rich dude to take care of them only to divorce them later? Who has all of the safety nets when they make bad decisions? Spoiler alert, it's not men.
Some men are sometimes referred to as Peter Pans. The term Peter Pan syndrome was first coined in 1983 by the psychoanalyst Dr. Dan Kiley.
He should have been named Dr. Cock.
A man who has the Peter Pan syndrome is trapped in childhood. He can't grow up. Michael Jackson is perhaps the most famous Peter Pan in recent history, even living on a ranch called Neverland.
Could that have anything to do with the fact that he had his childhood stolen by horrible parents? That is a legit problem. What's your excuse, Screen 5? Ha ha!
A story of greed, serial matrimony, international intrigue, unregulated human experiments, sleazy infomercial producers, a skeet-shooting, Nutriloaf-loving rebel chemist, and a murderous, perpetually intoxicated Irish-German mixologist slash retired Ornpay star. If that didn't get your attention, nothing will. Buy The Cure now. A link is in the description.
But there are many less extreme examples of Peter Pans in our society. A man with a Peter Pan syndrome may simply be unable to take care of himself on his own. He may need his parents' help, and later his wife's help. Like my now ex-husband.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure, sure. Because you're a strong, independent woman, right? And I am sure the divorce court industry hasn't lined your pockets at all. And every dollar you get in child support and alimony, you're spending that all on your kids, right? I'm sure you're not spending any of that on plastic surgery for your profile photos. Because, you know, men are the only ones that false advertise when they're trying to get laid, right?
He said he was 6'1". He's only 6 feet, Space Ghost.
25-year-old females are usually completely rational. They're rocks, really.
Screw him! I'm gonna go find a real man right after I get a full makeover at the bump and grind shop.
Hair extensions, face injections, and the boob job. Not to mention the 2-hour makeup job that might as well just be a latex mask. But you deserve a real man, right? Space Ghost is on.
Overparenting and waiting too long to get married may be creating more Peter Pans.
Ordinarily, there's a countdown before somebody pulls the pin and detonates their own argument.
Allahu Akbar!
Women are waiting till almost 30 to get married now. If they get married at all. Spinsters, Space Ghost, your problem. And if they have children, they're doing it later. And half the time, they do it alone. These are the ladies that take their kids through the frozen food aisle and wave at the popsicles. Say hi to Daddy! Space Ghost, misery, your fault. And if you don't believe me, check out the stats for yourself. All links will be on redonkulous.com. Bottom line, when you weigh the stats and the facts and your own argument, it's all your fault.
Throw in your own psychological projection and your misery is complete. Even if there was any truth to the Peter Pan bullshit, women, they're still the primary caregivers. And they write countless articles a year bitching about it. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Chicks, man, chicks.
So the bottom line is this. If you don't like how these boys are turning out, stop raising them to be feckless, infantile simstitutes. Or, better yet, just admit that you can't do it alone, and your so-called toxic masculinity happens to be absolutely necessary for becoming a competent adult, something L. Silver knows absolutely nothing about.
Sadly, more and more men are developing a Peter Pan syndrome in our society. Many blame overparenting for the reason so many of today's men can't grow up.
But women never do this, right? They don't drastically overvalue themselves because of Instagram and OnlyFans. No, that's strictly a man thing, right? Space Ghost.
Unfortunately, too many modern parents are involved to an almost suffocating degree in their children's lives. The parenting doesn't stop when kids leave home and go to college.
First of all, I agree with you, to a point. But as a parent, parenting never stops. Especially when you're a woman banking off your own daughter's nudity. Oh my God! I know what you're thinking. No way is that real. Yes, it is. Sources on redonkulous.com.
University lecturers are reporting an uptick in parents sitting in on meetings, repeatedly calling to ask about their adult children's progress, and even arguing with instructors about grades.
So you're saying it's bad for a parent to be involved in their child's education? I always wondered where this horseshit came from. Who knew? You learn something new every day. And now the leftoids are picking up what you're putting down and running it all the way to the end zone. Using the FBI to threaten parents who don't want their kids to be brainwashed, that's real progress right there. You don't even have to tell us who you voted for, Miss Silver, because you are one of 81 million, right?
Go, you know the thing.
Overparenting impacts boys worse than girls. According to Christina Kuros, an assistant professor of psychology at Southern Methodist University, the failure of parents to encourage independence in boys can lead to a social anxiety and depression later in life.
Which is reflected in the self-deletion stats. Thank you, single mothers. No.
Writer Kay Heimowitz even goes so far as to blame the rise of the man-child on the fact that today's generation is waiting so long to get married.
No, I'm sorry, you cannot do that. Women are the gatekeepers to sex, and they have to agree to get married. But they're choosing to remain single, hoping that something better will come along. Now that they're 35 with three kids from three different baby daddies, their value's never been higher, right? Just ask the regulars at the Glory Hole, Screen 5.
That is so mean.
Can you name anything on this planet that gains value once it's damaged? Or retains its value once it's been passed around to 48 different owners. Can you think of anything? I can't. And I think about stuff a lot. I get up in the middle of the night and write things down in my paper brain, because if I don't, they just kind of go away. That's brain damage for you. That's what happens when your thinking meat gets tenderized, if you know what I mean.
Traditionally, adulthood has begun at marriage, Heimowitz told Forbes. In our current era, men and women aren't getting married until well into their 30s, sometimes even their 40s.
And that trend did not start until feminism. Thank you for that.
Men just aren't growing up like they used to. Waiting so long to get married is having a much more detrimental effect on young men than it is on young women, says Heimowitz.
Riddle me this, Miss Heimowitz. If this is just a problem for young men, explain the binge drinking rates in women over 30. Explain the skyrocketing self-deletion of middle-aged cougars. I bet you can't. Well, not truthfully anyway. You'll figure out a way to blame that on men too, and I'll be right here, caring.
Some men never learn to take care of themselves.
Coming from the welfare child support generation, this has gotta be good.
There's another reason some men fail to mature into self-sufficient adults. Many parents aren't teaching their sons to clean up after themselves.
And I assume you intend to prove this, right?
A 2014 British study found that a third of British adult men didn't know how to clean the toilet, iron a shirt, or turn on a dishwasher or washing machine. Worse, 1 in 7 British men had moms who still did their laundry.
That last one, you can explain away, and it's kind of sweet. In a way. It's nice to have a reason to go visit your parents once you move out of the house. But the real comedy here is when you click on the source in the article. Piece of advice, Miss Silver. If you're going to point to a source, make sure it actually goes to the study, instead of another newspaper article that talks about the study. which I spent hours looking for on the internet, and guess what? Couldn't find it. So, just like this lady's last shriveling brain cell, it doesn't exist. You have two articles talking about a study that no one can find. I bet you it came from one of those pesky anonymous sources, right? The mainstream media, they knew all about that. Why don't you ask them sometime?
With today's women pursuing careers to a larger extent than ever in our history, men really should be helping out equally around the house.
And those men that do, they're getting divorced. An actual study proved this. Sources on Redonkulous.com.
This isn't the case, though. Sadly, women are still doing most of the housework.
And those women, they'll stay married. You see how that works? Stop trying to change men, ladies, because you were successful and now you're miserable.
Studies show that when men help out more around the house, happier marriages result.
Bullshit! Stop searching the internet for confirmation bias, because it's out there for anyone to find. But for the sake of argument, what are your sources?
At least this is what a study carried out by Virginia Rutter at Framingham State University Sociology found.
Oh, a social scientist. Someone who's neither social or a scientist. So we're gonna throw that one out. What else you got?
A study published in Feminist Economics also revealed that when husbands take on more responsibility in the housework and childcare, divorce rates are lower.
Oh my god.
Would you look at that? A whole Space Ghost marathon just came on. I'm gonna be busy. You can tell this article is written by idiots for idiots. Going to a feminist for truth is like going to Joe Biden and ask him to be a babysitter.
What must be what?
On the plus side, if there's truth to be found, he'll sniff it out. Screen 5.
I divorced my man-child husband.
So congratulations, Miss Silver. Now you've chosen to not only do everything you were doing before, but now you have to work a full-time job on top of it. And you expect adulation and praise for making such a horrible choice that will virtually destroy your children's futures. Also, you could demonize their father on the internet for woke points, wah, and social media clout. Sure, because those pay the bills that your husband used to pay.
There's something wrong with my brain?
Oh yeah.
But I'm sorry, you were about to tell on yourself again.
When I met my now ex-husband, I fell madly in love with him. It's tragic that our marriage failed. Of course, I didn't know he was a man-child at the time. He was spontaneous, exciting, and financially well-endowed.
I have to ask, how many times are you gonna mention his money? But you're not a gold digger or anything, nah. You have to be stupid to think that way, right? It's gotta be something in the air.
Yes, I can definitely smell shite.
We're not gonna finish the rest of this goddamn article because physically I just can't take it anymore. If you wanna read the rest of this psychotic propaganda, there will be a link on redonkulous.com. But I do not recommend it for your own safety and well-being. I'm not saying this wasn't entertaining because it's as funny as a motherfucker. And motherfuckers, pretty damn funny. I should know, I am one, Screen 5. With that being said, I think we're done here. But make sure you tune in every other Thursday for a stream exclusively for the supporters. And like before, links are down somewhere in the meat gazer box. I know you were looking. I caught you. I'm done with you. Go away. I gotta take a dump. It's with my head, man. Women have enjoyed all kinds of power with the tools blame and shame. Yeah. And they're still using it even though it doesn't work anymore. Change your game. Come up with something new or do your own shit. I am not there. I don't know what my problem is.
You were doing fine. Then you took a shit. I think you shit your brains out.